Michigan Real Estate Headlines. Michigan Public Records Online Directory now available for property research. A centralized online directory for accessing Michigan public records has been launched. Real estate professionals can streamline due diligence, verify property histories, and support transaction accuracy with direct access to official MI records. Bookmark at publicrecords.netronline.com/state/MI for quick reference during your next property investigation. Michigan Real Estate Headlines. Michigan Property Record Search Tool helps MI agents verify ownership, deeds, and liens. PropertyChecker.com offers a centralized search for Michigan property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, tax, loan, and lien records. MI real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and reduce transaction risks by quickly verifying property details in one place. Add httmichigan.propertychecker.com/ to your pre-listing and closing workflow. Michigan Real Estate Headlines. How real estate agent commissions work. What MI pros need to know. Bankrate explains how real estate agents get paid via commission, typically as a percentage of a home sale price, and who covers that cost. MI agents and brokers can use this commission structure breakdown to better communicate their value to clients and navigate fee conversations in local transactions. Review the full commission guide to sharpen your client conversations. hate.bankrate.com/mortgages/agent-fees-commission/. Michigan Real Estate Headlines. Macomb County Open Data Portal, new resource for MI real estate pros. Macomb County launched an open data portal for exploring publicly available county data offerings. MI real estate professionals can access parcel boundaries, zoning, and property data to inform valuations and market analysis in Macomb County. Browse the portal at it/macomb-open-dataportal-msmap.arcgis.com/ to explore datasets relevant to your next transaction. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. The 4 title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, 4 issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often 5 figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state, and why buyers should care. Some MI jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price, plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period.